The Voyage of Odysseus by Glyn Iliff. Book 1. Chapter 1. Dedicating the Anchor Stones. Eperitus, son of Aphidas, looked across the Scamander Valley at the ruins of Troy. Countless fires pumped slanted pillars of smoke high into the sky, where they congregated and drifted west to befog the late afternoon sun. The walls of the great city, which had stood for so long in defiance against the besieging Greeks, were now broken and charred, the once impenetrable gates stretched out in the dust like slain giants. From his viewpoint on the ridge, Eperitus could see the destruction within, the hovels of the lower city still burning the best part of a day after the first torches had set them alight, the mansions and temples of the citadel, Pergamos, blackened and roofless as the fires gorged themselves on the delicate furniture and rich tapestries that had filled the halls of Troy's elite. King Priam's palace had borne the brunt of the Greeks' vengeance. One whole wing had exploded when the flames had reached the giant Pithoi of oil and wine, blowing out the walls and killing Greek and Trojan without discrimination. Not satisfied with that, King Agamemnon had ordered his soldiers to tear down the walls of his enemy's home stone by stone, so that all that remained now was a pile of scorched rubble. Before it, in the centre of the courtyard, a huge pyre fed on the corpses of the fallen. There were other such pyres throughout the ruined city, for despite their hatred of the Trojans, the Greeks would not abandon their bodies to be feasted on by dogs and vultures, leaving their spirits to remain on earth instead of being led down to the halls of Hades. 10 years of war had made savages out of the Greeks, but they were not yet monsters. Halfway between the Scaean Gate and the walls of the citadel, wreathed in smoke, stood the great horse that had brought death and destruction to Troy. Had it only been last night, Eperitus thought, that he had sat hidden inside its wooden body with the best of the Greeks, waiting for the moment to leap out and wreak chaos on the unsuspecting Trojans. It had been a fearful gamble, the idea of his friend and king, the ever-resourceful Odysseus, but after 10 years of deadlock, the Greeks had been willing to risk anything to end the war. And by the will of the gods.